Lisa,
I don't know.
What's the Spanish
like? No, it depends which mama you see there.
There's no chazal, you know.
I'm saying, what?
I don't know.
Does that apply vice versa?
I can see something is the woman has more of an influence. Anyway, there's a letter that John Adams wrote to Abigail Adams about this. It was very. Anyway, different thing. I'll bring it in for you. She was writing when before while the Constitution was being formed. She wrote, said, "Don't forget about the women, and we should have rights." And you know, so he wrote her like a humorous response. Where was he at the time? He was abroad. He wrote, you know, if you only want equal rights, everybody knows that women run everything. That's something that was much better written than I just said, but you see how little things have changed. But anyway, beginning the parsha here, just kind of talk about the relation between Yaakov and Esau. וישלח יעקב מלאכים לפניו ולעשיו אחיו ארץ אשר שדה אדום ויצב אותם לאמור כל תמרון לאדוני לעשיו כל מערב דך יעקב עם לבן גרתי ואיכר עד עתה. Okay? Listen to this pasuk. וישלח משה מלאכים מקדש אל מלך אדום כל אמר אחיך ישראל אתה ידעת את כל התלאה אשר מצאתנו. Familiar? Ko tomrun laduni leisav, ko amar avdecha Yaakov, im lavan garti vaecharad ata. Ko amar achicha Yisrael, atayadata et kolat la Hashem tzaatna. This is Moshe to Malachi to Melech Edom.
The end of the pasuk is this: you know all the things that have happened to me.
Yeah. Okay. Vayhili shor v'chamor b'tzom be'evishivcha v'shachal agid l'adonim l'tzolchei be'inecha. Okay. Now, vayashuva malachim el Yaakov leimor banu el achicha el Esav v'gam holech l'kratcha v'arbamot ishimo. So this is all right. So the story part by Moshe Rabbeinu is longer. Right, but it's all equivalent to in Lavan Garti. This is all a expansion of the equivalent to Lavan Garti. Then it says,
what happened?
Well, no, it's a question of how much you describe. We could have gotten more into detail. But he said, and then there's the request, Nabrana Baratzech Alon Ababasneu Kerem Vayomra Elav Edom Lo Tavor Bi Pen Bacherev Eitze Likratecha Vimei Esav Gam Holech Likvatcha, right? Vayom Elav and Esav Bamsila Naale Ki Yomech Neshte Ani Umiknad Etati Mechuram Rak Ein Davar Begalai Avor Vayom Elo Ta'avor Vayetse Edom Likvato. Holech Likvatcha. Right. So you have the same event, right? It's the same event, but it's not the same. What? Different players, but it's the same player.
Deja
but like it's deja vu, right? But the big difference is that it's, I think, Avdecha Yaakov as opposed to Achicha Yisrael. Right, so what's going on? Right, there's a transformation. Of course, the transformation is that in the meantime he fought with the Malach, right? Okay. In the meantime, Yaakov fought with the Malach. There's no possibility of Yisrael here. It's before Yisrael. Right? So it's Avdecha Yaakov, and here it's Achicha Yisrael. It might also be that Yaakov, that Edom, see what this shows is there's ambiguity in the Torah as far as Esav's intentions at this point, right? And Yaakov is afraid because Esav is coming towards him with an army, basically, right? Or he doesn't know, is it an army or is it just, you know, his entourage? So it's not clear here, right? The reason it's not clear here might very well be because Esav himself hasn't decided what he's going to do. Because he's ambivalent. Because that ambivalence is something positive about it. What's he ambivalent about?
Right.
So the truth is, there's Achma there. Right? So Esav can feel Achva towards Yaakov. And that's what comes out here, right, in the end. Right? But the Vayishakeh, of course, is with dots on top, and that shows, you know, that there's a saying here, Vayishakeh Mekimper, when it's insincere, right? So that would come, that's the Beirur here, so to speak. Right? Here, the Yotzeh Lekratcha is the Milchama. These are both true. When he was coming Lekrato, he was coming the Milchama, he was also coming the way Aaron was coming to Moshe, by the way. Remember those psukim? Vayomer Hashem el Aharon, lech lekrat Moshe. One brother coming towards the other brother. Hamid bara vayelef Hashem b'shahar Elohim vayishaklo. Esav v'valakato vayishaklo vayishakeyim. Without that, that's the point. Right. So, but the halech lekrato could be lekrato as a brother. It could be lekrato as milchama. That's the ambivalence that you have here, right? And that's what comes out over here in Chukas, where here it's the anger and the war, and here it's the brother, right? Because they're both here, and that's why it can happen both ways. Because they're both embedded, because the relationship is complex. Now I think, this is speculative on my part, I think part of the difference is that Yaakov, by saying Avdecha Yaakov, really succeeds in pacifying Esav. Right, so that's why Esav can allow himself to be the brother, because he's acting as my little brother. That's okay. So you can accept that. But the moment he says, Achicha Yisrael, right? So now he's not subjugating himself. This is after Yitzhak Mitzrayim, right? There's been a development, Esav hasn't changed. There's been a development of from Yaakov to Yisrael, so that Esav can't tolerate. Esav doesn't recognize that. So there, the Yetzer, that brings out the other side of the Yotzeh Lekrato. In other words, if Yaakov is not bent here, he would wound himself on a situation like this over here, maybe without an escape. Right? So in other words, one situation can enlighten the other, precisely because it's not the exact same situation. That's why it says that's Achicha Yisrael.
Should have Moshe bent there?
Apparently not.
Well, because it fits very well with the Baruch also. Al-Khar Bukhat Tichiyah Vedachicha Ta'avot. That when he's presenting himself as Achicha, now it would mean that if he's brother...
Right, oh, okay, very nice, very nice. Yeah. But what's further... And now, so that's sort of... That's from Yaakov's perspective. Right? Not, but what hit me is something from Esav's perspective, right? There's a Beirur as far as from Esav's perspective as well. What does Yaakov tell Esav? Esav says, let's go together, right? And what does Yaakov answer? What does Rashi, of course, Chazal? Lo matzanu Yaakov olechet leisav seir. Imatayalech latid lavo. Right, b'acharit hayamim shenemar v'alul shim b'haratziyon l'shpok b'karisav. So in a sense, what Yaakov is in a veiled way, according to the Chazal, but in a veiled way, he's telling Esav, I'll catch up with you. Don't worry about it. I'll catch up with you. It's the end of days. I'll catch up with you. The spoke of Tari Sah. I'll take care of you. It's a negative thing. Right. It's the negative thing. Right? In a veiled way, he's telling that. Well, you know what? Esav, what is Esav thinking when Yaakov says this to him? We'll go together, right? And maybe he suspects that Yaakov is trying to, even from the shot, forget about the Chazal, about Ad Asher Avoy or Denisiyah, right? But what they're picking up on is already in shot, you get the impression that Yaakov is just looking for a way to brush Esav aside. He just wants to get past him, right? But he can't say that he wants to get past Esav. It's the whole thing about concealing Dinah. He doesn't want to get involved with Esav. You know, he gives Dinah, and Esav becomes his son-in-law. Right? You know how hard it is to shake a son-in-law? Right? So he doesn't want to get involved. He wants to be over. Just has to get, he's going to Israel. He's just going to pass Esav. Right? And he brushes him off. Right? What does Esav know about this? Maybe he suspects it, maybe he doesn't suspect it. Right? But Esav doesn't want Yaakov to go past him. let's live together. Right? And Yaakov says, I'll be in touch with you later. I'll call you later. Right? So here, in a sense, this is not the Acharit HaYamim, but here's the call. Chayishlach, right? Vayishlach Moshe Malachim Mikadesh Melech Edom. This is the phone call. Right? Remember I said I would catch up with you later? Right, here I am.
I'm prepared.
200 years later. No, no, not in terms of conflict. Kol Ma'achicha Yisrael. Take it at face value. Kol Ma'achicha Yisrael. I'm your ach, right? I've grown up. Right? I've been through what I've been through, and now I'm here at your borders. Okay? Now, what does Esav have a right to expect at this point?
He'll join up.
But now, Yaakov's true intention comes out. Ebra na be'artzecha. I don't want to settle down with you. I just want to get past you. Lo nishtanei be'er. Right? I don't want anything from you. And I don't want to be mitchaber to you. I want to get past you. Right? Because I have to get past them.
That's not part of the stuff.
In other words, that's how I'm saying this. I'd say from Esav's perspective. From Esav's perspective. I'm not talking about Moshe's perspective. I'm talking about Esav's perspective. There are two stories to anything that happens. There are always two stories. Two people get into a fight. You have to hear both sides. There are two sides to every story, right? Now, what's Esav's side to the story, right? He doesn't want to come with me, and now he calls me 200 years later. And what does he want to do? He wants to pass through. Right? You have an aunt you didn't call in a long time, and you call her just to say hello, but you're not coming for Shabbos. Right? Right? So he's caught, right? So everybody has a relative like that. Why did you call me? I'm just calling to say hello, but I'm not coming for Shabbos, right? So what is Asa's response? No. Right. Asa's perspective. I showed you magnanimity. You stole my brachos, right? So we met, and, you know, and I thought you were sincere when you... You know, when you said Avdecha Yaakov, and I want to go together with you, and I did that as a genuine offer, and I thought that that it was really true that you didn't have a chance, that it wasn't the right time. But now I see, not only now, back then, you were pulling my leg, and you weren't sincere. And that's why his reaction becomes so strong, because of the Achicha Yisrael, right? And Evrana, that's what he's asking for now. It's not Ad Asher Lavo Aduni Seira. I just want to pass through. And that's, so now I understand that's all you wanted ever. You didn't want to ever have anything to do with me. Right? So, there's a change here, from Esav's perspective, that there's something that could have been redeemed. But Esav is reacting to something.
I'm telling you, it's such a bad lot. If you had a...
I
see what you're saying. But how come in general, from here to here, he has a redeeming... I mean, it seems he does have a redeeming... Even by Moshe Rabbeinu, when Hashem responds to Moshe Rabbeinu, it's like he's like the Nebuch kid who just...
Well, what's interesting is the Esav is still... There's lot to aid mitzri, right? The halacha by psulei kahal is Amon and Moav is Yisrael Olam for the scharim, right? Mitzri ve'edomi is dor shlishi avolam b'kal Hashem, right? So it says alt ta'ev mitzri ki ger ha'ita ba'atzo, right? Right, that's a whole separate thing. Talk about the ambivalent relationship that we have in Mitzrayim. I talked about this, I think, last year. No? Right, that's a whole separate thing. Maybe before Pesach, we'll talk about our real relationship with Mitzrayim. It's not Pashut. Okay? But analogous to that, Lo Tata'ev Edomi Ki Achichahu. Even though Edom does the same thing that Moab does, by not letting them go through. Right? Right? Well, Moav is also related. What are you talking about? Moav is Lot.
That's a different generation.
Fine, I understand. But Esav is called Achicha. And afterwards, Yishmael is never called Achicha. Yishmael is never referred to as the Ach of Yitzchak. Yaakov and Esav, why? Because they're different mothers. Right? But Yaakov and Esav are Achim. So the connection with the between them is much more problematic. Yeah, this is already brothers competing. There's Achicha Yisrael or Avdecha Yaakov, and there's let's go together, going to war against them. It's all those things between brothers that happen again and again. And from the way it happens one time, it tells you what was going on the other time also, even if it wasn't stated explicitly. See? That's a Talich of Beirur. It's another example. See? Esav is mitbarer here, there's Halech l'milchama, and Yaakov is mitbarer, that he had no intention of ever being with Esav. Even though you wouldn't know that if you just read the psukim. That's right or wrong is totally different story. I'm not talking about right or wrong. Right or wrong is a value judgment. You can try to, you know, and you'll probably get chazals to give different value judgments. Right? But I'm just saying that things become clearer. We have this ambivalent and ambiguous relationship here. It's sort of becoming clearer by the time he rolls around to Moshe and Melech Edom. It's already on to a different stage. But it doesn't mean that the other elements are absent. Right? That's the whole business about, you know, Rebbe and Antoninus, right? That they were able to love each other. Right? If you have that in here, it talks about how Yaakov and Esav are the same. Let's find it here. El Esav Achiv. Right? On the pasuk, Afa Pishu Esav. Who achiv? V'haya rotze b'tovato sheyachzor b'tshuva. That's right. V'zeh she'amar lahem kotamru l'adoni le'esav. Right. He's appealing for Esav. This is Esav. This is a pitzadik. Right. Even though because there's more than one message that you send when you talk. The thicker of the message that goes of the communication between people is not necessarily the verbal, right? He's saying one thing, he's pointing to something else, right? One second. Yeah, he says like this. Ulevat shekshinu lama karu b'shem Adoni shelo b'fanav. Why did he tell the shluchim l'adoni? He could have told the shluchim, tell him Adoni. But he referred to Esav as Adoni, to the shluchim. That's funny. Sounds like that's the way it really is. Right? Sharei lo yishma Esav hech amar la shluchim. Lo shayach lach nifo bazeh. To be machmi, to butter him up. The Esav doesn't hear what he says to the shluchim. Levad zeh. Right? Al derech mashe katuv in the Zohar, amira b'chashai. Like dibur is out loud, and amira is sort of amira b'lev. Right? Kedamar kasev amarta b'levavcha. V'hainu shiyofia b'lev Esav. Ke'ein shene'emar tizal katal imrati shiach niso v'libo hirhur tshuva. That's what it was. Soleach l'mal achim, right? Lemor, right? In other words, he was appealing to his insides, to the inside. It wasn't what he was saying explicitly, but it was what he was appealing to. Shiitgadel al zeh malato. Af mitzadik gamur. That goes back to if he's chazav b'tshuva, he's more than a tzadik gamur, right? Right? Does that say the midav tshuva? Makom she tzadikim omdim. She makom she bali tshuva omdim. Tzadikim gamurim enam omdim. So that he would become a bal tshuva. Shal ze amar la adoni sheim yashuv yigdal malato mimeni v'yem mechuna b'shem adoni. Now the truth is, oh, k'moshe katuv, makom shebali tshuva omdim, tzadikim gumurim einam omdim. Okay, so the truth is, Shiye mechuneh b'shem Adoni, I am not sure. I think it might be Aleph Dalet Nun Yud.
Madness?
Yeah. Aleph Dalet Nun Yud is the midah of tshuva. I talked to you about this? I talked to you about this. That Yehuda's B Adoni, Rizal says, B Adoni is B Aleph Dalet Nun Yud. Because the Shem Havaya is in the Shem Yehuda. Right, Yud Hey Vav and a Dalet and a Hey, but you have a portion. So Yehuda is telling Yosef that I have the shame inside of me. In other words, he's tshuva, right? So he has a certain ma'ala that Yosef cannot stand. That is the embodiment of the Meimra of the Makom. I told you this, right?
Yeah.
Right, the embodiment of the name of the makom shibali tshuva omdim tzadikim gvur and yichal lamod is the makom shiyehudas omed yosef yichal lamod. Yosef is the tzaddik, right? Yosef is the tzaddik gomor, the model. It's not that he never did anything wrong. The model, he wasn't chote with Eishes Potiphar, right? So he's the model, the embodiment of tzaddik yisod olam. It's Yosef HaTzaddik, right? But he can't be omed mul Yehuda, who's the baal tshuva. He's called the Bechuva from the Mechira. He's called the Bechuva from Yehuda v'Tamar.
It also has ramifications mitzad Mashiach and Yosef Bishim.
It's not ramifications. It's the same thing.
Same thing.
Same thing. Okay. So that's what he says here would have been with. It would have been with Esav.
Right?
So that's why Yaakov could call Esav Adoni. Be is he saying you can become Aleph Dalet Nun Yud? He says he's Doresh L'Tovato. No, he's not afraid of Shmichos B'Tshuva. No, that would be a level of maliciousness that you wouldn't attribute to the others. You know, wouldn't want someone else to be Obed Hashem. What? And that's why he says La Adoni La Esav. You could be Adoni or you could be Esav. Right? If you're not Chos B'Tshuva. Okay? But that's not what I was looking for. There's something else here, how Esav and Yaakov.
But Esav doesn't decide that this case is what.
Right, but the implication is he's not close to the children. One second. No, there's something else here where he's talking about them being identical. Yeah. But it means that Esav has some sort of shayachut to Yaakov. He's still the ach. Right. It's still an ach, and the relationship between them is, you can't have an ambivalent relationship if there's no relationship, right? No relationship, you don't have a relationship. Ambivalence means there's such a strong kesher that despite the competing forces, there's something holding you together. That's the achva. Right? So it's not black and white, this whole business about, you know, halacha, Esav, son of Yaakov, you know, that's one side of it. I think it's certainly a mistake to quote that for political reasons, right? But, but it's a one-sided, it's one-sided. Esav, son of Yaakov, yeah, you see that, but there's also achva, and you don't know how it's going to get mevurah. You don't know how it's going to turn out. Let me give you something, just something here from the Me'a Shiloah, not about Esav, about Shechem.
Just in the end, though, it's
Mishpat and Horizon. It's what? Mishpat and Horizon.
The Achva doesn't really
happen. I don't know. I don't know
what's going to
be then. So that's
the din of Mishpat.
I don't know.
Still be Sina with Achva. Achva doesn't mean Ahava. They need to have connection. Because of that connection, they hate each other even more.
But Achva usually implies brotherhood, where, you know, you're right, that the entire relationship is mixed. But part of it, when he says, you know,
Achva. Get out of the Achra. They didn't create this Achra, right? Achra was placed upon them.
So. Okay, but I think that you do see possibilities of something positive. Look, the Chazal would say that he should have given him Dina. He said something could have been redeemed. I mean, it was a lost opportunity.
Okay.
All right. That means there's something in him that wasn't totally dead.
Yeah, okay. It doesn't contradict
this. Well, if the good could be brought out, then presumably they wouldn't hate each other. The sin is because Esav is bad. He's cast as an evil character. That's why the sin. That's why the sin. The sinner is not consistent with him being good. You can't say he's good and there's so no one
else.
Okay, yeah. I think that's also part of it. I agree with you. Now look at this. just in terms of the same approach, but not with regards to Esav. Vayavo Yaakov, this is the Meshulah. Vayavo Yaakov Shechem, Vayichan et Pnei Ha'ir. Pnei Ha'ir, Hainu HaNichbadim Sheba'ir. The face that the city puts forward, right? The best, put the best foot forward, put the best face forward. So Vayichan et Pnei Ha'ir, as the drasha is, Nichbadim Ba'ir. Umi Hayu Az Pnei Ha'ir. Shechem v'chamor. They were the best of the city. Ulashon vayichen. You can say oy vavoy if that's the best of the city, right? Okay. Ulashon vayichen. Haynu shenasu chen beinav. This is the Chassidus drasha. Vayichen at the camp, but vayichen he found chen. He thought, you know, Shechem and Chamor, they're not bad. They had a certain chen. Haynu de'ita b'ketzvei Arizal. Listen to this one. This is always bombshells. Kishchem nitgalgel achakach b'zimri ben Salu. Shechem was nitgalgel to Zimri, right? Ben Dina. It all gets, all these things get stuck together here, because again, because it's a myth. And saying nobody is just a person, everybody is a symbol for something.
What does that mean, Ben Dina?
Who is Zimri?
Zimri Pinchas, the whole incident.
Yeah, but who was Zimri? It was the Nasi, but Zimri was, according to Chazal, was the son of Dina. Shimon married Dina. What? No.
Not literally.
No,
indirect.
What? Indirectly, Ben Dina, right? So he says like this. So Shechem, right, is Choshek in Dina, right? So that gets worked out. It begins to get worked out later, right? The personality of Shechem gets a. You have to go, you know, look, there's Gilgul Neshamot, right? So that's how they resolve. So Shechem, who is Zimri? Zimri is not just a Sam person. Zimri has in him Shechem.
How can I check the Shechem whatsoever?
What do you mean?
What?
No, but listen, I'm sure you could find a lot of things here. Because that's Shimon and Levi killed. Remember, that I talked about, right?
Yeah.
Shimon and Levi, Achim, they kill Shechem, but it's Levi who kills Nisi Shimon over Cosby. Right? Because the Kanaut gets split. Right, talk about that. We went through this. So now look what he says here. He says that Shechem nitgagel achakach b'zimri ben Salu ben Dina v'lachein chashka nafsho gam ata. In other words, there's some sort of connection that Shechem feels towards Dina, right? And later when he's mitgalgel as Zimri, he has the same cheshek towards Dina. What? No, but Dina's his mother. He's very Freudian. Understand? Zimri, he has a connection. He just senses. He sees this woman, right? Shechem sees this woman, and he senses some connection I have with this woman.
Ah, you think? Okay.
Right?
Zimri.
No. V'lachein chashka nafsho gam ata. V'lachein ne'emar Shechem. Bini chashka, haynu shelo ratza lisa et bilot haaretz. Makes him sound like who? Like Avram. He said, doesn't want Yitzchak to marry bilot haaretz. So Shechem had the same mila. He also didn't want the Kanani women. He found Dina. He felt some sort of connection to Dina, right? Which it gets worked out later because Dina's going to be his reincarnation's mother, right? It's all in the family, right?
Oh my gosh.
Right? לא רצה לישא את בנות הארץ, רק את דינה. וזהו שנשא חן בעיני יעקב. כי היה לו מעט שייכות ליעקב אבינו. There was something in Shechem which had some sort of connection to Yaakov. That's the end of the piece. Go figure out the rest of yourself. That's it. A little bombshell. Right? That Shechem has some sort of connection to Yaakov. That's why this whole thing can happen. Right? And that gets worked out later. You see that that Shechem becomes part of Am Yisrael, in a sense, through Zimri. Zimri is Shechem. Right? But he still has a problem, right?
How is Zimri Shechem? I don't understand that. How is Zimri Shechem?
Zimri is choshek, and because of a chet that he's chote, a sexual chet that he's chote, he gets killed by Levi. So isn't that similar to what the Shem's fate?
Was the lady that he was
No, he himself is a reincarnation of Levi. It comes together somehow.
Also heard something in Rabbi
Akiva. Right, that's the next step.
That's also in the same...
That's the same thing. That Rabbi Akiva is the next step. It's the Zera Gerim.
And further,
Zimri. Right. And that's Zimri again.
I thought we were going
to... Starts with Shechem. In other words, Shechem is not somebody that's just outside. There's something about Shechem was a mitchaber to Yaakov. He had in him. There was something positive.
Yeah, well, Yaakov didn't object to it.
Well, he didn't like the way... Maybe he didn't like the way it happened. Or maybe part of him is drawn. And mitzadah... Look, things are complex, right? Mitzadah had he was no sechein b'nei Yaakov. It's not a big guy. It's a thing that he has. But the way he was with Chaber wasn't ready that it should happen. But in other words, but there was something in Shechem which was kashur to Yaakov that Shechem sensed. The Cheshek, in other words, it's elevating Shechem. Shechem isn't just some guy who saw a pretty girl and raped her, right? The Cheshek that Shechem had towards Dina is some part of it is coming from a good place. It's coming because of some sort of chen that Shechem has. It's something inbred, right? That he's better than everybody else. He's Pnei Ha'ir, right? He is better than everybody else in the city. And he doesn't want to be the Chaber to the Kenan. Something happened. It wasn't ready. What he would think about it, it had to happen. Something positive is going to come from it, right? So he gets somehow, Shechem gets incorporated into Bnei Israel through Dina. But Dina turns out to be his mother, not his lover.
It never happened.
See? It does. Because Zimri is Shechem.
Yeah, but other than a positive thing that came out.
I didn't show you what he says about Zimri and Pinchas.
Definitely.
He says Pinchas is wrong, Zimri is right.
So what about...
We're getting there.
Okay. And what about Pinchas?
I don't know.
In
Pinchas. He has a whole thing here. Let me stop in a minute here. Pinchas.
This is a very difficult
process. Vayar Pinchas ben Elazar ben Aaron Hakohen Vayika, right? Lo yalech chas v'shalom al dat lomar shezimri haya no'eif chas v'shalom ki min ha no'eif lo asa kadosh baruch hu parshat b'Torah.